We're going to talk just a tiny, tiny bit, and I'm going to have you do a little tiny, tiny, tiny exercise. So everything is tiny, tiny, tiny today. We're going to talk about Jesus. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Because Jesus is the reason for the season, right? It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and ye shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Could you imagine that happening today? Just think about that for a second. I tell you, those men would be on Mari quicker than anything. Want to know who the DNA, who's the father, who's this and that. This took a strong amount of faith on Mary and Joseph, because they weren't they weren't together physically. And here Mary becomes up pregnant. Can you imagine how Joseph felt? Oh, you've let me down. Oh my goodness, what have you done? Oh my goodness. And he decides that he's going to leave her. And then the angel comes, no, no, she's impregnated by the Holy Spirit. That had to take so much faith on their parts. I mean, we couldn't even get near that today. We couldn't. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. So, I'm going to stop there because the Holy Spirit wants to do a little something else. This is the most beautiful, the most awesome miracle that will ever, ever happen in the whole world. A baby was born, and that baby was born to, number one, take all of our sins on his back. He had to go to death. He was born to die and to be resurrected so we could have heaven. I mean, this is the most precious baby ever. And I just right now, I know everyone's seen babies and touched babies and goo and God, but I just want right now, this is just a little small exercise. You don't have to do it if you want to, but I really want you to. The Holy Spirit does. I want everyone just to close your eyes. And I just want you to look and imagine this precious, precious little baby that knows nothing, no harm. He only knows his mom and dad eventually. He's innocent. He's a precious little baby. And I just want you to look at him for a second or two and just look in awe at him. Okay, now look up here. That little baby did everything so you could have eternal life. That is amazing. That God loves you so much that he gave Jesus all of that on his back to carry that sin, to die, and then to be resurrected. Is Jesus resurrected and living? Amen, he is. And so we are allowed to go to heaven. I know she's very upset because her baby was stillborn. And that's okay. She wants to grieve by herself. So I'm just telling you, this is a miracle. It is a complete miracle that something so tiny, and I hope Pastor, if he's not doing it today, I hope next week that he will sing that song, Mary, Did You Know? It is so beautiful that this precious baby did all this for you. I mean, if God came up to you and went, you know what, I'm going to give you a baby, but he's going to have to die for our sins. He's going to do this and do that. We wouldn't want to give up our babies at all. This baby is a miracle. Can we say that he's a miracle? He's a miracle. He did it all for us. How more special, that's double something or another. I'm glad Linda's not here. How special is that, that God loved you so much, He gave His baby for you to take it all. We can have peace. That's what we're here for. We need to have peace in our heart. Yes, we're struggling. We're grieving. We have financial problems. We have problems with relationships. We have problems with our husbands, our wives. We have problems with our health. We have problems with being on the road in traffic. We think we have all these problems. But it's okay because God's on the throne. Now, when you go and put something else up on the throne, it makes life crazy, okay? You can't put anything up there because God is a jealous God and He's a wrathful God. Don't put your kids up on the throne. Don't put your boss up on the throne. And bless your heart, David, don't put the Cowboys up on the throne. That doesn't work, okay? You have to keep God on the throne. And that's what Kimmy and I was talking about the other night. We were both just crying over Lisa. But we got to get to a point that God, we're going to pray for her healing. We're going to pray. And if you take her, we're still going to love you. Because you are still God. We don't want her to go. She's a wonderful person. But if that happens, we got to get in our heart, Lord, if you take this person from me, I'm still going to love you. And that's hard to do. And I, y'all, see, I have a cowboy jersey on today. And I thought, well, that's going to be disrespectful, but we're going to sing happy birthday to David in heaven today. And I wore this for David today because you know as well as I do. He probably already knows what the score is going to be before it's even over. But because we've lost him, and I'll just, you know, yesterday when I was with those people, I finally told Kimmy, I'm at the place now where I'm glad that God didn't take me. I've been saying that for so much. I wish God would have taken me instead of David, because this church was his life. And the kids would have been better off financially. And this would have been better off. And I keep telling myself, why didn't you take me instead of him? But yesterday, God wants me to live for a reason. So I'm not going to say it anymore, Kimmy. God has a purpose. If you feel your heart beating, God has a purpose and plan for you today. He's not through with you. Okay? Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you that He was just an innocent little baby and He had have all that sin on His back for all the things that we've done and all the things we will do. Father God, I pray for joy and peace for each and every person today. I pray that you would look after them. I pray that you would meet their needs. Father, I even ask that you would give them their wants sometimes. Father, you know what's best for us. There's so many people traveling, going to be with family. I pray that we don't put high expectations on the list that Christmas should be this way or Christmas should be that way. Father, just that Christmas is because Jesus is the reason for the season. So God, I give you this time. May you be glorified and exalted through our service today. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.